Today is Wednesday, June 22nd. We'll tell you about the latest evidence and testimony from the January 6th committee hearings. Some of it came from former President Trump's own lawyers. Also, more questions about a school shooting. The head of Texas police outlined new details about the response he called a failure. Plus, a plan to make cigarettes less addictive. A Super Bowl champion who's taking his final bow for a second time. And the two musicians making history at one of the most popular music festivals in the world. Those stories and many more coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, this week, some Republican officials who worked in battleground states during the 2020 presidential election testified under oath that former President Trump wanted them to break the law to stay in power. In the January 6th committee's fourth public hearing, those officials said former President Trump pressured them to change the results of the election, even though several courts and election authorities found there was no voter fraud. Georgia's Secretary of State, for example, said the state investigated many allegations, but ultimately, quote, the numbers don't lie. The hearing also focused on allegations that the Trump campaign tried to have Republican officials send fake pro-Trump electors to Congress. So remember, electors are the people behind the electoral votes. They're state election representatives who vote to formally elect the president. Most of the time, their job is pretty procedural. They just choose whichever candidate got the most votes from citizens in their state. But in some states, they are allowed to vote differently than the popular vote. Well, in recorded testimony, witnesses like the head of the Republican National Committee told lawmakers they were asked to round up alternate electors who would vote Trump in swing states where Biden won. This went on despite several lawyers from the Trump campaign reportedly feeling it was illegal. Lawmakers on the committee are trying to show that Trump wanted to stop the peaceful transition of power and convinced millions of people the election was stolen from him, even if it meant breaking the law or risking violence. But former President Trump says he did nothing illegal to incite the Capitol riot and called some of the Republicans who testified RINOs, which stands for Republican in name only. The next January 6th committee hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. There's some progress on a potential gun safety bill. A bipartisan group of senators that's been working on a way to curb gun violence in America has finally released the full text of an actual bill. And last night, that bill survived the first vote required to advance it to the full Senate for debate. As promised, it includes enhanced background checks for gun buyers under 21, incentives for states to implement red flag laws that lets courts temporarily take guns away from people deemed dangerous, and funding for mental health and school safety. Top U.S. senators from both parties say they support this bill as written. Although gun rights activists, like the National Rifle Association, have already come out against it. The NRA says the bill could infringe upon the rights of Americans. If passed, it will be the most significant gun legislation in decades. Senators plan to vote on the bill by the end of this week before they leave for their two-week 4th of July recess. If it does pass the Senate, the House is expected to take it up quickly and send it to the president's desk. President Biden has already said he would sign it into law. Some law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, are facing more scrutiny over what happened during a mass shooting at an elementary school last month. Many times now, officials have changed their stories about the exact details. But most recently, the chief of the Texas Department of Public Safety testified in front of a state Senate committee about the response. He told lawmakers there was nothing stopping police from going into a classroom where the gunman was shooting. But still, they waited. He explained that the classroom door was not locked, but even if it was, that they had tools to break it open, along with rifles and body armor. He testified that those officers were on the scene within 3 minutes of the shooting. Surveillance and body camera video also backed that up. But police waited an hour and 14 minutes to go in, even though they were hearing gunshots and knew that at least one teacher who was shot was still alive. 19 fourth graders and two teachers ended up dying that day. As the chief told lawmakers, quote, the only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers was an on-scene commander who decided to place the lives of officers above the lives of children. That commander has not commented about this new testimony. But after that hearing yesterday, a city council meeting got pretty heated in Uvalde. The mayor accused the DPS chief who testified at the Texas Capitol of lying, leaking, and misstating information as a way to distance his own department from the scrutiny. But the mayor also said he hasn't been able to get any information about the ongoing investigations. A local district attorney and the U.S. Justice Department are both looking into what went wrong. Stay tuned. Once again, a jury found Bill Cosby responsible for sexual assault. This is actually the first time a civil case against the comedian has reached trial. And after 2 weeks of testimony and arguments from both sides, the jury ruled in favor of a woman who says Cosby sexually assaulted her back in 1975 at the Playboy Mansion, when she was 16 and he was 37. The jury awarded her $500,000 for emotional distress. The woman said the fact that the jurors believed her story meant more than the money, and says it's been a long time coming. Still, Cosby says the allegations against him are not true, and his spokesman said Cosby's legal team plans to appeal this. This trial represents one of the last legal claims against Cosby, since an appeals court threw out a criminal conviction from another accusation last year, and he was freed from prison. And his insurance company settled many other lawsuits. Well, it turns out the largest wildfire in New Mexico's history was set by government workers who made some critical mistakes. The U.S. Forest Service explained it all in a new report. The report says employees created prescribed burns to prevent wildfires. But it says those employees underestimated the amount of timber and vegetation ready to fuel the flames, the exceptionally dry conditions, and how they didn't have enough resources to get fires under control if things went awry. And things did quickly get out of hand. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Because the federal government did have a role in all of this, FEMA is going to cover all of the state's costs for recovery and relief instead of the agency's usual 75% contribution. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. There's a certain kinship I feel when I see someone else wearing Rothy's shoes. Not only do the shoes grab my attention for being cute, but also it's as if we both know the secret to comfortable, chic shoes that we can wear all day long and still turn heads. In fact, Rothy's are known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They have tons of iconic, compliment-worthy designs in bright but sophisticated colors. And as always, all of their products are made with planet Earth in mind. The company has repurposed about 125 million water bottles so far by knitting all of their products with thread made from plastic bottles. Plus, you can wash your shoes in order to wear them over and over again. I've had one of my Rothy's flats for years, and they're still going strong. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. Government health officials want to get rid of nearly all nicotine in cigarettes. This week, the Biden administration said it plans to develop a rule that would require tobacco companies to lower the nicotine levels to what's considered minimally or non-addictive. To be clear, this potential change likely wouldn't take effect for several years. But one FDA study from 2018 predicted that this type of rule could get an extra 13 million adults to quit smoking within 5 years. U.S. health officials also say it could stop future generations of young people from starting to smoke in the first place. But the tobacco companies are already pushing back. Some of the largest cigarette makers say a better approach would be to encourage smokers to switch to less harmful options. And critics worry a rule like this could actually lead to a surge in black market cigarettes, while also hurting both retailers and tobacco growers. Nicotine itself is not what causes cancer or other health issues, but the FDA says it's what hooks people and keeps them smoking, while the cigarette smoke does the damage. The CDC says smoking is still the number one cause of preventable death in the U.S. Food company Kellogg is breaking up. It plans to split into three separate or independent public companies. One will be for its cereals, like the iconic brands Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops. Then a separate company will be the snacks, like Pringles and Cheez-Its. And finally, a third will be for plant-based food, that is mostly the Morningstar Farms brand right now. The new names for each company are TBD. But Kellogg says the goal is to create, quote, greater strategic, operational, and financial focus for each of them. The company plans to finalize the split by the end of 2023. Four-time Super Bowl champ Rob Gronkowski is retiring. Again, he played for the New England Patriots from 2010 to 2018, retired because of injuries, then came back in 2020 to play two seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers alongside quarterback Tom Brady. In fact, Gronkowski's agent told ESPN he wouldn't be surprised if Brady could convince him to come back out of retirement for the second time. But for now, at least, Gronkowski says he's back to chilling out. On social media, he said he gave everything he had, good or bad, every time he stepped out on the field, and that he appreciates every one of his teammates and coaches. He ended the statement saying, quote, "Cheers to what's next, maybe sailing the seas." One of the largest and most famous music festivals in the world kicks off today in England. The Glastonbury Festival is finally celebrating its 50th anniversary, 2 years later than originally planned since the pandemic forced organizers to cancel twice. It will include more than 3,000 performers and 200,000 fans. 20-year-old Billie Eilish will become the youngest ever solo headliner. Then Paul McCartney will close out the show as the oldest ever solo headliner. The music icon just turned 80 years old. Other big-name performers include Kendrick Lamar, Diana Ross, Olivia Rodrigo, Kacey Musgraves, and Megan Thee Stallion. Glastonbury runs through Sunday. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our sponsor. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really, the only ones that matter are the ones who actually take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of your network. I've been there. I got a bunch of recommendations from friends for a dentist, but it turns out none of them took our insurance, and I wasted a bunch of my time calling around. Soon, I realized I could just get a full list of local doctors who are in-network for me with ZocDoc. If you're not familiar, ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. In the chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. Money from that $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package is starting to kick in. But there's a problem. It's tough to start on a bunch of new construction projects when there's a big labor shortage. So companies are getting creative on their quest to attract and keep workers. For example, contractors from the South are advertising in the Northeast and Midwest, promising year-round work in sunny weather, since in colder states, highway construction gets put on hold during the winter months. Project managers in rural areas who know they won't be able to find enough local workers are trying to lure people from out of town with signing and referral bonuses and per diems for housing. Some officials are even looking to partnerships between private companies and community colleges and high schools as a way to develop skilled workers. Even still, an industry trade group says the cost of projects is coming in higher than government estimates because of added labor costs, as well as higher prices for fuel and raw materials right now. Well, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. Be sure to hit that follow or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app so you get new episodes easily and are always in the know. We'll catch you up on more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.